Hi, Lori here. Thanks for joining our podcast. This week's tip was about public speaking, what scares us about it, and how to combat our fears. When this topic came up last in my Leading with Grit class, one of the participants asked me this question. It's kind of twofold. He asked, how does this play out with, say, a musician or an artist, someone that performs in public? And then the other part of the question was, what if I do my best, but people really don't like it? Are some performers just not that great? So let's take a moment first to review the five fears and the tips to combat them to frame this up. The five fears are not looking perfect or being considered credible, not being liked, being rejected. Number three, forgetting what we have to say. Number four, sounding or looking stupid because of our voice or our body language. Number five was worrying we're not as good because we're actually comparing ourselves to other people. And then the five tips that we gave to combat your fears was number one, be aware of your fears and face them. Believe in yourself. Number two, know your purpose, your intent. What do you want as a result of this message? Number three, visualize the outcome and keep the end in mind. How do you want people to think and feel? Number four was to prepare and then pour your heart into it. Consider how your audience may be yearning for your message. And number five was to lighten up, enjoy it, laugh, and you know, enjoy the interaction and connections you make while you're sharing your message. So let's go back to that question. The first part of the question was, how would this play out with, say, a musician, you know, or an artist, somebody that performs in public? So actually, I have a great example of this because I was working with a client, we'll call him Dave, on some confidence issues. So I was doing some leadership coaching with him, and we got talking about his fear of performing. He has a gift of music, and his passion has really motivated him to practice playing guitar faithfully. He's really good, but he's hesitant and nervous about playing in front of people. So we talked for a bit to heighten his awareness of his thoughts and beliefs around this. He came around to see that if he loves playing so much, you know, why not share that with others? It's a gift, and it's really not about him. He's a messenger. I even joked with him and told him it's essentially that, you know, he's essentially obligated to share his gift with the world. Perhaps I was stretching it a little bit here, but the point is that people appreciate the gift. I shared how much I love the way music makes me feel. It's motivational. It moves my soul. I'm so happy that there are talented musicians to give us the gift of music. Dave said that, you know, when he thought about it this way, it wasn't so intimidating. He also could see a direct link to his confidence issues on the job. We all need to remember this. We have a message to share by the work we do, by our words, or through the music or the art that we create. For any of us, we've got to ask ourselves, you know, what is our message to the world? What is the gift we have to give? Whether you're Joe Cross of Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead helping people get healthy, or you're the George Carlins of the world, you know, helping us laugh and lighten up, or you're a leader in a company helping people connect to the greater purpose and get results, we all have a gift to share, and we have to get out of our own way, combat our own fears, so we can give other people our gift. The second part of the question was, what if, you know, I do my best and I put everything into it, but people really don't like it? Think about it. We've got to be objective. We, you know, not take it so personally. We've got to realize that everyone has their own tastes and preferences and their own baggage too. So yeah, even if we've done our best to share our message, stuff will happen because we're dealing with an entire planet of other human beings who have their own ideas, their own tastes, their own preferences, passions, priorities, and values, and their own ways of sending and receiving messages. You mesh us all together and there's bound to be some differences, especially when fear and other negative emotions get in the way. So we need to be objective when listening to opinions. True, it can be more difficult when it, you know, that opinion is about your performance, but think of the value of another perspective. You can agree or disagree, but you can be open to hearing ideas and suggestions and feedback. Maybe we'll learn something that actually helps us perfect our craft. But we should always balance that with staying true to our own passions and priorities. So remember, believe in yourself and your message, prepare, and then put your heart into it. Don't take it so personally and lighten up about it. Life is here for all of us to live, to create, and to be happy, and to share our message with anyone who's ready and willing to receive it.